Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the very rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, here we are once more in the Keynote Club. And we've got a whole pile of interesting personalities for you this week. And it's time to start off in party mood, I think, with Wild Bill Moore and Hey Spody Odie.
Hey everybody, let's have a ball. Let's get happy, one and all. Pat your hands, you sing and shout while I tell everybody what it's all about. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spody Odie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spody Odie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spody Odie.
Everybody here's gonna have a ball. Take that sad look off your face. Don't want you to drag this place. Hold your arms way out, then you bend your knees. You shout Spody Odie just as loud as you please. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spody Odie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spody Odie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spody Odie.
Everybody here's gonna have a ball. Everybody here is gonna have a ball. Spody Odie.
That's the kind of music that gets our producer Sangeeta dancing across the control desk. That's Hey Spodioti. Wild Bill Moore, that was on King 4383 and goes right back to 1950. Well, here's someone else who can be guaranteed to keep the party rocking. This is Willie Egan, who never really had a hit. He's from Los Angeles, and his records were really collectible for a long while, and he was thought to have disappeared, and then somebody looked him up, and lo and behold, here he was in the Los Angeles phone book, and he did have something of a resurgence, something of a comeback in later years. But this is one of his early tracks. It's Poison Ivy.
Now cats don't touch that girl.
Great rocking pianist Willie Egan and Lloyd Rowe appearing there as Two Crows and the Diggers with Poison Ivy. And that was on Dig This Record 779 from 1955. Now I'm going to play a track which was on the Moaning at Midnight album by the majestic Howlin' Wolf. This one also appeared as a single, and this is the single version. It's My Baby Stole Off.
Myself, I lay
going off with another man. Oh, come back, baby, try me one more time. Oh, come back, baby, try me one more time. I ain't got no rules but all for the bullet in mine.
Some classic blues there from Howlin' Wolf. That was My Baby Stole Off. It was on RPM 347. That was recorded back in Memphis in 1951. The stirring piano work was, of course, by Ike Turner, and it was the wonderful Willie Johnson on guitar. I'm going to play another Big Joe Turner track now. This is from his comeback period on Atlantic, and it's from 1957, and it's Teenage Letter. Big Joe Turner and Teenage Letter. Well, Joe must have been well into his 30s, if not 40s, when he made that record. It was on Atlantic, 45-1167, back in 1957. Let's play a rockabilly track now. It's just about time, isn't it? This is a really rare one. This originally came out on the Security label, and it's Jerry Arnold and the Rhythm Captains with High Class Baby.
I got a high class baby, she likes a lot of luxury. High class baby, and she don't care for me. She likes mink coats and the diamond rings, Cadillac cars and the fancy things. I got a high class baby, she don't care.
a meek everywhere she goes. She likes to stay dressed up real right like a movie star on a Saturday night. I got Raggle as a baby. She don't care for me. She don't want my kind of money. She likes to be with the high class guys with the money sun in their eyes. They got a high class of baby. She don't care for me. She don't care for me. She likes a mean clothes and diamond rings, Cadillac cars and a bunch of things. I got a haggle as a baby. She don't care for me. Haggle as a baby. She don't care for me. Oh, my haggle as a baby. Boy, let me tell you about one thing. Haggle as a baby. She don't care for me.
Jerry Arnold and the Rhythm Captains with High Class Baby on Security 45107 from 1958. Well, our next guest, I don't know whether she was a high class baby or not, but she was certainly a very tough woman. This is Bertha Lee, who was married to the legendary blues guitarist Charlie Patton and made a few records in the early 30s, accompanied by Patton on guitar. This is the one that is generally associated with Bertha Lee. This is from 1934, and it's Yellow Bee.
Yellow Bee, Yellow Bee, please come back to me. Yellow Bee,
accounts, Bertha Lee and Charlie Patton used to fight all the time, and in fact ended up in prison on one occasion after a particularly violent quarrel. Anyway, that was Bertha Lee, Charlie Patton on guitar, and Yellow Bee on Vocalion 2650 from 1934. A real beat-up copy of that recently went on eBay for $2,700. You could probably quadruple that for a decent copy where you could actually hear it. Anyway, a very, very rare, very outstanding record. Now it's time to play a little jazz. I always like to play jazz when playing the blues, and there's no one better at playing the blues than Cannonball Adderley. This is Cannonball Adderley's Sharp Shooters and Fuller Bop Man. Cannonball Adderley and the alternate take of Fuller Bop Man. That's not the one that came out on MRC, but it's recorded at the same session in 1958. The brilliant trumpet player was, of course, Brother Nat Adderley. And now this is Charles Walker, and you know it ain't right.
Hey!
Nice track, Charles Walker, and You Know It Ain't Right. That was on Fury 3000. Quite late, that, 1971. We're getting almost up to date here. But no, now we go back to 1960 and Hound Dog Taylor and My Baby Is Coming Home. Slashing slide guitar there from Hound Dog Taylor on the rather quaintly named label B&Baby 112, and that was My Baby's Coming Home. We've just about got round now to the gospel spot, and this week it's the Sensational Nightingales, and a track that they recorded several times on slightly different titles, but this is the Peacock version. It's Pressing On.
I'm pressing on.
I'm pressing on.
Yes, I am.
I'm pressing on.
I'm trying to reach
my heavenly home.
I got a few more
tears
to shed.
I have
a few more burdens to bear.
I'm
pressing on. Show me to the light when my friend tried to pull me down. Oh, I'm pressing on round but round. I got a, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apologies for that slightly battered copy, but it doesn't turn up very often. That was Pressing On by the Sensational Nightingales on Peacock 1774. In case you're wondering, why am I spending all my time listening to this stuff? The answer is, it's great music. It's great music on the Keynote Club at Sheffield Live at 93.2 FM on your wireless dial and up on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. It's all blues, all the way, all the time for a whole hour. And if you like this kind of stuff, you can always download the podcast versions of earlier programs from our website. And while you're thinking about doing that and putting the kettle on, it's time for me to leave you for a moment for these important messages, but I will be back in a flash.
Oh, I just got back from the supermarket and those pushy signature gatherers are back.
Oh, honey, please, tell me you didn't sign their petitions.
Well, yes, I did. Is there a problem?
You know, you put yourself at risk to identity theft.
Are you kidding me?
California doesn't license or bond signature gatherers. Many of them are from out of state and move from city to city to carry petitions.
What?
Anyone can do it, even convicted felons and forgers.
You mean I may have just given my personal information to a criminal?
That's right.
They even have my signature.
I even read that names and addresses on petitions were sent to other countries, including India.
Who knows what they did with it?
The legislature called it an identity theft starter kit. Now we really need to watch our bank statements and credit information.
That's it. I'm not signing any more of those petitions. I guess the lesson here is not to give our name and address to anyone we don't know.
Paid for by Californians Against Identity Theft.
Short, low cut, Ann Summer's Dead Sexy Halloween Outfits. Now with £5 off. In stores, online, and at parties.
Maxwell Davis and his orchestra and Cool Digging. Maxwell Davis was responsible for hundreds and hundreds of tenor sax solos in all kinds of R&B and blues records. You would have heard him dozens of times, I'm sure. And that was an RPM 482 from 1956. And now here's Walter Brown and he's Sloppy Drunk.
Standing up against a tree. I saw you last evening standing up against a tree. I heard you say you were sick, but you looked sloppy drunk to me. Well, your hat was on backwards and your clothes were coming off of you. Well, your hat was on backwards and your clothes were coming off of you. You were preaching to the birds and doing the boogie woogie too. Talks all over town. I wouldn't believe it if they told me, but I was standing there to see. I wouldn't believe it if they told me, but I was standing there to see. Well, maybe you were sick, but you look sloppy drunk to me. You get drunk Saturday morning and you stay drunk Sunday morning too. You get drunk Saturday morning and you stay drunk Sunday morning too. Well, you'd be better off if they kept that juice away from you.
Walter Brown on the vocal and Jay McShann on the piano. Jay McShann's orchestra and Sloppy Drunk. That was Mercury 8046 from 1947. Not quite the era of rock and roll, but you could hear it coming. And next coming is the Cajun Spot, and this is Laissez les Cajuns Danser by Belton Richard and the Musical Aces.
La moya tu marches, et la moya tu pars, la moya tu dors, je me tiens dans mes bras, je me rends pas comme toi, pour de tous mes accords, viens tiens ma main. Et marchez avec moi, laisse le bâton rouler, et on va danser. Comme tous les gardiens, laisse la musique jouer. Thank you. passer, comme tu les gardiens, laisse-moi t'enrouler.
Belton Richard and the Musical Aces, Laissez les questions danser. That was on Swallow, recorded, I guess, right way up in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Swallow 10200 from 1968. Well, with all these sloppy drunks and dancers all over the place in the club, I think it's time for Big John Greer to put us right.
I told you a thousand times. If I told you once, I told you a thousand times. I'd walk a country mile just to see your pretty smile.
And you laugh.
If I told you once, I told you a thousand times. If I told you once, I told you a thousand times. I'd swim the ocean blue and back again for you.
And you laugh.
Say, pretty baby, I was so in love with you. But say, pretty baby, look, I've got news for you. I'm gonna tell you once and not a thousand times. I'm gonna tell you once and not a thousand times. I'm through with petting you, so I'm forgetting you. Be gone, it's my last time.
Some nice New York R&B there from Big John Greer. If I told you once, that was an RCA 50-0029 from 1949.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's time for the worst record of the week spot, and this week I think it's a real corker. I had a worst record of the week last week that was about burning your bras, and this is another one. Will they never stop? Burn Your Bras, Girls by Guy Ropes and the Tent Pegs.
Go peacefully through lingerie. Be not downhearted. And separate not your loved ones. They have a right to be there.
Come on and burn your bras, girls. Come on and burn your bras. Come on and burn your bras, girls. Come on and burn your bras.
Oh, the women all want equal rights, but the men all want them too. Little darling, I'm telling you, with equal rights, what would happen at night? Ooh. And so I say to you, soul sister, brown sugar, you got to go and burn your bra, cause I'm sitting on the Kingston beach with the sun shining through me lining and the waves crashing and bashing on me coconuts, smashing. Oh, go and burn your bra.
Houston, this is Mission Control. Can you confirm Lunar Organist?
But the men all want them too. So when you're in the bed, tell him he's a meter to measure, and then he'll say to you, ah, Bella, sin urine, you must burn your bra. You make me feel like a plate of hot ravioli. Oh, but when I look at the leaning tower, oh, I feel slightly pizzed. Pretty clever sport, but men all think they're dumb. Somebody swap that ammo for me, would you? Go and burn your bra so we can see the shape of things to come, just like a boomerang up the outback. Go and burn your bras, you Sheilas, so I got a jumbuck stuck up me billabong, and I do wish somebody get that galah off me outback. No, wrong word again, that galah off me sheep station. What would Pete Miller and Ray Lynn will make of that?
Well, they don't make records like that anymore. Thank goodness. That was Guy Ropes and the Tent Pegs. Burn Your Bras, Girls, and you won't want to know the number of that record, I'm sure. Well, while it's all talking of burning, let's have a little incendiary record here. She Sets My Soul on Fire. This is Sonny Parker.
Met a woman in Houston, she wanted me to be her slave. Standing in the peak, I'd have a little shot of wine. Yeah, standing in the peak, I'd have a little shot of wine. In walked this woman, Lord knows she sure was fine. She set my soul on fire, set my soul on fire. Thank you.
Sonny Parker with Gladys Hampton's Blues Boys. She Sets My Soul on Fire. And that was from a Peacock record, Peacock 1620, back in 1953. Well, we haven't had a doo-wop record for a while, and I'm going to put that right now. This is one from a group that never had a hit. Most of the doo-wop groups didn't. But they did make an absolute classic version of, would you believe, The White Cliffs of Dover.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see.
Eat your heart out, Vera Lynn. That was the Checkers and White Cliffs of Dover on King 4675, again from 1953. And a year later, Jimmy Reed started his recording career on VJ. This is a very early VJ from 1954. I Found My Baby.
I'm gonna